The local economy in the region is a mix of businesses, old and new, all with a common thread. Someone had an idea and pursued that idea all the way up to opening the doors on a new business. We visit with entrepreneurs and sometimes the descendants of entrepreneurs in our monthly business segment, The Ground Floor. This month, we visit with one of the co-founders of True South Solar in the Rogue Valley, making a living from the sun. That is Eric Hansen, who co-founded the business with Sean Schreiner, getting close to 10 years ago now. Is that right, Eric?
True. Yes.
All right. Tell us about how things got going. What was the original spark that started your electric power business?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it. I was mentoring for another firm and worked my way up to project manager there, a small mom-and-pa contracting solar business, mostly off-grid, started to do some grid-tied work, and the market exploded. And I saw an opportunity to service a more of a commercial market and started True South Solar with that end in mind of solar on every roof and best jobs ever.
Was there any recessionary pressure? I mean, you started a couple of years into what was the Great Recession.
Actually, I think starting a contracting business in a recession was positive for us because we were able to grow really slowly and really make sure that we had our quality controls down and all of our materials and all of our processes dialed. So as we grew, we had a good solid foundation.
So you knew how to do every particular job, and then along came the flood of business after the recession?
Yes. Yeah, it slowly built and built and built, and we saw, you know, great growth until a little bit of attrition last year, mm-hmm. and we seem to have leveled off on parts of our markets, and we're booming on others. Our commercial segment's really taking off right now.
So you do commercial and residential?
Correct. Yeah. You know, in fact, we just got done doing two nice jobs at Southern Oregon University. We did the rec center, 23.8 kilowatts, and we also did the Hannon Library, 55.65 kilowatts. Two very nice commercial jobs serving the students and faculty here at SOU.
So give us a sense. I mean, can 55 kilowatts power the library or a floor of the library or two rooms on a floor of the library?
I mean, well, yes. And I think the way that SOU looks at their energy profile, it just is contributing to the whole mix on campus. But, as a for example, a medium-sized business might be able to run net zero on a 55 kilowatt system. Mm-hmm. We're doing 50 to 160 kilowatt systems this year for businesses. And, you know, the variation of producing all of a company's needs or part of it is kind of all over the map. Ourselves at True South Solar, we have a small 8 kilowatt system that powers all of our needs. So it really varies. You know, if you're a manufacturing firm or if you're a, you know, university with tons of loads and needs, it's just very specific to each company.
Yeah, particularly at a university, you're going to have lots of computers and monitors and things like that. But you're saying the 8 kilowatts powers your shop?
Yeah.
Wow, mm-hmm. That's impressive.
We have yet to be there a full year, so I can't tell you whether it's going to be a net zero system, but it was what fit on the roof, and we didn't want to install too much even if we had the opportunity because we are trying to hit that net zero sweet spot.
So how much have you grown? I noticed when I was doing some research and just looking at pictures on your website that you have a fleet of vehicles. I don't know if you like painted even your grandmother's car and True South Solar stickers or something, but much bigger than I remember from having talked to your partner about 9 years ago.
Yep, that's right, Jeff. Well, we started off with two pickup trucks and some hand tools and just grew from there. Now we're at 15 employees and I don't know, three fully outfitted work trucks and a couple electric vehicles and some hybrids and, you know, lots of tools, lots of solar panels, lots of equipment, and we're doing lots of work.
So other than the growth, what has been the biggest single change? I mean, we've been hearing a lot about the development in photovoltaic technology. We're talking about electricity generated from panels that face the sun. I mean, has that come a long way in cost and ease of installation and availability and all that stuff?
Yes. Yeah. The panels are more efficient than they were 10 years ago. Incrementally so, not radically so. But the biggest thing is that we have streamlined our processes and our technology to make it more robust, make it more efficient, and the biggest thing is that the cost has came down at least 50% from when I started.
That's impressive.
It is impressive.
Have you had a chance to drop your prices to customers then?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. And, you know, as tax credits and incentives change, the end user's net bill varies from year to year, but it's consistently going down. And we've been able to sharpen our pencils to be more competitive in the market and beat out other firms from out of town. So we know that we're competitive, and we know that our prices are spot on in this market.
Eric Hansen, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our entrepreneur segment. And he indeed was the entrepreneur, co-entrepreneur with Sean Schreiner, not quite 10 years ago when they founded True South Solar based in Ashland. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, ideas about solar power installations, things you've always wanted to know and have been afraid to ask. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You mentioned your original installation. When you were first working, were a lot of off-the-grid sorts of things, but now people have the ability to have the stuff and have their commercial power system at the same time and essentially feed power back in. I mean, you can get to a net zero situation where if you got enough juice on the roof, you're actually not taking anything from the power company.
Juice on the roof. I love it, Jeff. Yes. Yep. Given enough space, we can power this world. So that's our mission.
So is net zero monitored over the course of a year? Is that what you would consider something net zero? Is anything that good? I mean, you're going to have cloudy days where the solar panels put out less power, right?
Right. It's an accounting game. Mm-hmm. So with our net metering laws, we can produce extra power during the daytime and essentially sell it back to the utility in the form of credit. You build up enough of these credits during the sunny summer months that you can draw off them in the winter. So essentially, we're using the utility as a bank, as a battery bank.
Okay, so you build up the credits, and then you spend the credits at the time when you got a little less electric power coming in from the sun.
Right, at night or in the wintertime when there's not a lot of sun, you just draw off those credits.
Well, you mentioned doing both residential and commercial installations, and which has been the biggest growth, or they've both grown equally?
Well, our residential sector is really our bread and butter and our foundation. You know, serving the homeowners of the Rogue Valley has been a pleasure and a treat, and it's really taken off. And now that commercial came down in price so much and we're able to be so competitive with it, that's where we're seeing most of our new growth. But we're, you know, very established in the residential market.
Is there a fairly typical installation? Is there just sort of this is our type A product. This is the thing we bring to your house. It's the basic package that you offer.
Well, we differentiate ourselves with quality, and not every solar panel is the same. And we choose to install mostly sun power panels residentially, and they're more efficient. They're more robust. They're aesthetically, we think that they're the best looking panel around. You know, commercially, it doesn't always make sense to use that particular brand. We'll use another high quality, top tier panel too, but they tend to be larger systems and not as visible as well. So there's some apples and oranges there.
You mentioned that as far as growth goes, you had a chance to kind of get your feet under you as the growth was slow because the Great Recession was still upon us or still wearing off. What have been some of the bigger challenges, though, as the growth has come along? I mean, have you had any real – it sounds like it's been steady growth year by year. You mentioned a leveling off now, perhaps. But any real retrenching or rethinking about what you were doing in the business?
Well – I think that developing policy and workforce development has been our primary challenges as an industry in Oregon. You know, we sit on the Oregon Solar Energy Industry Association board, and I'm actually the treasurer, and I'm also on the apprenticeship board, and really trying to get Oregon to legislate positive incentives for solar and training our workforce to be the best that they can be has been our biggest challenges, I think, in the state of Oregon.
We have watched as the state of California has passed a requirement for solar panels on most new residential construction. I forget by which year, but are you pushing for anything like that on the Oregon side?
Well, Governor Brown has an ambitious goal to make every house solar ready. And it should follow that we will install more solar on those houses. We don't have anything legislated right now, but we're pushing for an incentive for solar to help both residential and commercial, and we're pushing for the enforcement of 1.5% of public funds on new and remodel buildings for solar. And between those two things, I think we're going to see a good bump in the solar industry if we can get them passed this year in Salem.
What exists now, though? What sorts of incentives can people take advantage of if they get a solar installation at home or for a business?
That's a great question, Jeff. I appreciate you asking, because the tax credits and incentives are awesome right now. And commercially, we're seeing payback in the neighborhood of 5 years and 30% federal tax credit, Energy Trust of Oregon money, and City of Ashland incentive money to help pay for a solar electric system. And then residentially, we still have the federal tax credit as well, 30%. And both Energy Trust and Ashland are helping pay for those systems too. So all things told, almost half of the cost is offset by tax credits and incentives.
All right, so you get a big boost right up front, and then other tax stuff down the road. We have a question here dropped off by Cynthia in Talent, who wants to know about the Tesla Powerwall. Is that a technology with which you're familiar?
Sure, Jeff. I appreciate her asking, because we are in talks with Tesla right now to install their products. Previously, they've been out of the Oregon market, and they came in with one contractor this year up north doing some work in Portland. And by good networking and good luck and good fortune, we're in negotiations with them to offer that product as well.
Is this a charging station? What is a Tesla Powerwall? Not being able to afford a Tesla myself.
Well, a Tesla Powerwall is a wall or floor-mounted battery bank for resiliency or battery backup of particular loads. So you can tie your solar electric system into this Tesla Powerwall, and when the grid goes down, you can run parts of your house off of this battery.
So your deep freeze, your fridge, whatever, the things that you deem important enough to keep going.
Right. And it's an add-on. It can be added to any system later. We do a lot of grid-tied work without batteries, but being able to offer it now is something that we're very excited about. It was one of our 2019 goals that we're achieving.
Let us grab your headphone, because I have a call for you here. We're going to talk to Heidi in Medford. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange in our ground floor segment with Eric Hansen from True South Solar.
Hi, I'm so happy that you all are making such progress. But I do have a question. How are the utility companies compensated for doing us the service of taking up our solar product, basically, and letting us use electricity for free because we can put it into the grid? Somewhere along the line, they too want to make money.
Hi, Heidi. Thanks for calling. You know, the utility is regulated through the Public Utility Commission, and the Public Utility Commission has given them guidelines for their solar electric program. And currently, we're less than 5% penetration in the state of Oregon. So it's a very relatively small part of the energy mix.
Similar question from Becca in Lane County. Is there a danger for power companies with net metering if the grid can't be supported if lots of people have solar?
Well, that's an interesting question. In California, we're seeing what is, in the U.S., cutting-edge grid management. And in other countries, we've seen the grid using batteries and other various technologies to help balance the solar increase that happens every day. And they call it the duck curve, by means of tracking where the power is coming out and into the grid. So I think a forward-thinking grid manager is looking at solar electric systems to help produce energy to serve their customers, and then they're looking at battery technologies to help manage the grid with this increase that comes every day.
Have you been surprised yourself, Eric, by some of the things that have happened in the system? I mean, that there are developments now in ways of installation and ways of managing power consumption in either a home or a business that differ from what you were looking at, say, 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. I mean, being able to look at our production of the solar power and the consumption of a house or business on an app on our phone is giving people the power to change their habits and to change their lifestyle. You know, we had a load that came on at our house every day, and we were able to turn it off and make it come on in the afternoon, and it radically changed our energy profile at our house and made us consume less, and therefore made our solar electric system that we have at our house more meaningful and more impactful.
And while you've been developing new ways to generate power at homes, I mean, it seems like we've gotten changes in the stuff that is drawing power as well. Appliances are a lot more efficient than they used to be. Refrigerators, for example, aren't they?
Oh, true. Yeah, absolutely. And then at the same time, we're adding more and more loads every day. Case in point, electric vehicles right now are changing the way that people are thinking about driving and consuming electricity and selling electricity.
Yeah, that is a big change. And so what would you say has been the hardest lesson learned in the 9 years plus of True South Solar?
Wow, Jeff, the hardest lesson learned.
Did you have a time when you thought, oh boy, this business isn't going to make it?
Well, we've had some bumps for sure. I think the hardest thing though was following through our 5-year plan, getting to that 6th year and circling the wagons with the team and being like, okay, what's next? What's our next phase? And, you know, we started off with a residential rooftop revolution message. And we were very successful in that message deployment. And now we're really taking it to the next level and saying, all right, True South 2.0 is a commercial-oriented focused business, because solar on every roof means commercial as well. And if we are truly going to be a more sustainable energy country, then it needs to cross over into all market segments. It can't just be, you know, I have solar on my house and you have solar on your house, but then every business around is burning coal. We have to provide solar for everybody.
Is it fun to drive around the countryside now and point out all the solar panels on all the roofs?
It feels really good. And it feels really good running into our customers at the grocery store.
Okay, they are pleased. That's good to hear. Eric Hansen is the co-founder with Sean Schreiner of True South Solar, been going on just about 10 years in the Rogue Valley, based in Ashland. He's our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our entrepreneur segment. So congratulations on nearly 10 years in business.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
We're very grateful for the support. Thank you very much.